Good evening, everybody.
What's the mute function on this call?
Pound, pound one.
Thank you.
It's a toggle.
This is Ifeah Wangaza, PMB Vice Chair, presiding in the absence of Sherry Gendelman, our Chair. I, at this time, call to order the continuation of the PMB special meeting of June 8, 2008. It is June 13th at 8:43. If we could do the official roll call at this time, please.
Yeah. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Mia Bidiaco. Evelyn Bethune. Carolyn Burden.
Here.
A.C. Bird.
Here.
Catherine Davis.
Here.
Zakai Free.
Here.
And Sherry Gendelman and Ambrose Lane will not be present. Okay. Mike Morton. Ifeah Wangaza.
Here.
Margaret Prescott. Tar Randhawa.
Here.
George Ryder. He will not be present. Yes. Rob Robinson.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Wendy Schrell. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Lori Taguma. Jack Van Aken.
Here.
Joe Wanjala-Wansalas.
Here.
Yoshi Yamanaka.
Here.
Mary Berg, I am present. Nicole Sawaya. I believe she said she might. I'm not sure if she will be attending. Lonnie Hicks. Does anyone know if Dan Siegel is present or will be? Okay. Well, Madam Chair, if anyone is on the call whose name was not called or did not respond, can you please do it? And if people, when they are, Madam Chair, maybe you or someone can ask if people can, when they have come on the call, if they could say so, it would be good.
Okay. And if people would remember and to identify themselves when they speak, that would be helpful also.
Yes, thank you very much.
Madam Chair, this is Yosh.
Yes.
I'd like to propose a motion which I circulated several hours ago on the Internet, and if someone has not seen that on email, I will be happy to read it out, but I would like to move that motion.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Visar?
Yes.
I'd like to know, since this is a continuation of the from the previous meeting, what part of the agenda are we at from that meeting?
We are at the date and location of the next PNV quarterly meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Could I make a couple comments before you do that, Yosh?
Certainly.
First, I wanted to make my apologies for not being on the call on the 8th. I was trapped in the air travel maelstrom of extreme Midwest weather and canceled flights and missed flights and the general poor service that has come to characterize U.S. air travel. So, again, I make my apologies, and I applaud you all for the work that you were able to accomplish on that call. And secondly, I want to thank the members of the meetings task force that was established on May 16th and charged with coming up with the necessary information, cost-cutting information to proceed with the two meetings as provided for or by in the bylaws. I hesitate because I don't want to get into a whole discussion about what precisely that means in that. We've already addressed that previously. And I especially want to recognize Rob and Grace for the research that they've done in terms of locating sites and contacting people and getting costs, excuse me, and travel. So, and I understand that AC has some additional information that we will come back to, all of which we will come back to once Yosh has presented his motion and we've taken action on that. So if you'll proceed at this time, Yosh.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Wendy.
Hi.
Thank you.
Yes. I'll just give a short preface. Those people who are in on the June 8th telephone conference will recall or may recall that our CFO announced that our cash flow problem will not allow us to schedule an in-person PNB until sometime in August. And if tonight's meeting, we are going to discuss a possible meeting in July or even August, I think we need to try to get some financing in place before, otherwise we're just spinning our wheels. And therefore, my motion is as follows. In view of the present cash flow problem being experienced by the foundation and cognizant that KPFA has a substantial cash balance exceeding $1 million, the Pacifica National Board hereby authorizes KPFA to lend on a short-term basis sufficient funds to signal areas which are presently experiencing cash flow problems and have those short-term loans to other stations be forwarded to each station's account at the national office to conduct and pay for the next in-person board meeting, which shall be held in July, August, or September 2008. Such short-term funds will accrue 6% interest from the date borrowed until the date returned, and the borrowed money shall be returned to KPFA's account no later than September 1st, 2008. That's the motion.
Point of information, Madam Chair. This is Sar.
Second, by the way.
Thank you. Sar?
Who's so second?
That was me, Joe.
Thanks.
Madam Chair, this point of information is that since it simply was a matter of date and location of the next BNB quarterly meeting, funds transfer among interregional entities, I find that the...
Can you speak up?
Yes, thank you.
We can't hear you, sir.
All right, let's see. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better, yes, thank you.
The item, this... motion seems to be not appropriate for this venue because the purpose was to just talk about date and location of the next BNB quarterly meeting, and this entails there was no notice given about intertransfer of cash funds among various Pacifica entities, and we have a long-standing policy that reflected. So I think it doesn't seem appropriate to me, and I will ask the chair to shed some light on it for me. Thanks.
This is Kathy. I'd like to be on the stack, please.
Okay. Jack, if you would give us an opinion on this, please.
Whether the motion's in order? I would say that whereas it might be in order for this meeting, given that we did have financial reports, I don't think it's in order for this agenda item, so I think it would require an amendment to the agenda.
Then I would so move.
Second.
Second.
Mr. Kai.
And point of information, Madam Chair, will that require then two-thirds when you have to amend the agenda?
Are you asking for a vote, or can we do it by objection?
No, my point of information was, would that when you amend the previously adopted agenda, would it require two-thirds majority vote to alter the agenda?
Jack?
Yes, it would require two-thirds.
Do we need someone to call the question?
Madam Chair, this is Jamie. I have a point of order.
Go ahead.
Yes, you don't need to call the question. You only need to ask if there's an objection to amending the agenda, and then if there is, you can call the roll, or we can have debate. I believe this is a debatable motion. Jack can correct me on that, but if people want to speak to the motion to amending the agenda, that would be in order. But you don't need to call the question to bring it to a vote. When people are finished talking about it, we can go to a vote.
Could you put me on the stack, Yosh?
Okay, I'm trying to get the procedure issue resolved.
This is Wendy. I just have a point of information that might help.
Go ahead.
So all we're talking about now is voting on whether to allow the agenda to be amended to allow us to talk about this item?
Yes.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any objections to amending the agenda to consider this motion?
I object.
Okay.
I heard two. We have to vote.
Okay, could you say who you are so that the secretary can report the objections? Okay.
Point of order. This is Wendy. We should just go to a vote and find out. We'll find out then.
Well, actually, Wendy, point of order, this is Jamie. If people want to speak to the motion, they can. I mean,
we don't.
It is a debatable motion. I don't know if.
No, it's. Madam Chair, what is
yes.
Right now, the point is simply whether we want to put it on the agenda, and after we agendize it, I think at that time we can discuss it.
The point I'm making, we can discuss the motion of whether to amend the agenda. If anybody wants to talk about it.
Yeah, this is Beck. I'd like to speak to the motion.
I'd like to be on the stack as well. This is Joe.
Okay, Kathy?
Yeah, what I had to say was, speaking to the particulars of the motion, I'm not sure if that fits into this conversation. Does it?
Okay. You're wanting to speak to the motion itself or to changing the agenda?
No, to the motion itself, then the dialogue changed, so I guess I shall wait.
Okay. Yosh?
Yes, I just wanted to say that we need to amend the agenda so that we can discuss the motion. If the motion fails, so be it. But without that motion, I think that this whole discussion tonight might be moot if we decide that we're going to have a venue in July and we don't have funds, then what are we going to do? We will simply be wasting our time the rest of this evening.
Okay. Jeff?
Okay. My objection is that this is a highly sensitive matter. It comes very suddenly. One of our directors from KPFA is not present and is probably unaware that this motion is being moved. And the chair of the Finance Committee is not present. Also, the chair of the Audit Committee is not present. Moving money around from one unit to another, I note the CFO is not present and the executive director is not present. I think it's highly unwise to bring this sort of a motion at a special meeting on such notice. It really belongs at a regular meeting, and it needs to be noticed in advance so that people have an opportunity to fully ponder and make arrangements so that they can be present for the vote. That's why I'm opposed to amending the agenda.
Point of information?
Okay.
I'm on, Lonnie's on the call.
Oh, good.
All right, I apologize.
Lonnie?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, Joe. Your port of information. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lonnie.
No, I was just letting folks know. I've been on the call. Maybe I was on mute, but I've been here.
Okay. Joe?
Yeah, well, just, I guess, to reiterate what Yosh said, I mean, the reason why the last call was somewhat stalemated is because we were told there's no money, so we passed a motion to say, let's try to see if we can find resources to have the meeting. so we're not, as Yo says, wasting our time planning a meeting if there's no resources for it. I mean, to be sure, the PNB routinely passes motions which involve the expenditure of money, and that's decided separately. But in this case, in the environment of trying to be more fiscally responsible, and also because the costs of the meeting are very tied into what the task force is doing, I think it makes absolute sense to include this, where the money is going to come from for this meeting as part of this discussion. Otherwise, it makes the discussion somewhat academic. That's all.
AC?
Yeah, I just, this is a point of information. I just want to find out from the people who made the motion, Yosh, I suspect, was the one who raised the question of money coming out of KPFK. Well,
KPFA.
What? Huh?
KPFA.
KPFA, I'm sorry. The question is, has anyone authorized the fact? What are we doing, asking them to authorize this?
We're not there yet. The only issue that we're dealing with at this point is whether or not to amend the agenda in order to discuss the motion. Did you want to speak to that question?
No, I just wanted to find out where the process going through. Who authorized the money, and if the money has been authorized, and if it has not, then how do we go through that procedure? That's all.
I'll put you on the stack for discussing the motion.
Okay.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak to the motion?
I have a question, Swendy.
Go ahead.
Should we decide to include this on the agenda, where would it go? At the end?
It would go at the beginning.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, so can we take a vote now?
Madam Chair, this is
Yes.
I would hate to include this item on the agenda today because of the absence of our legal counsel, the absence of our executive director, absence of our chairperson of the board, suddenly has been dropped here into this meeting from 2 hours ago, and I think for this discussion to proceed in a fruitful manner, I think we need to discuss that with our treasurer at our local station as well as part of our LSP members. I think it's a very, very serious situation, so I would not like to put on the agenda now, but I would not mind putting it on the regular meeting agenda.
Is there any reason that you feel that you can't just vote no?
No, but you have the reason.
Point of order.
Right now, what we are discussing is whether we should put on the agenda or not.
The point of order, are we going to a vote now?
Yes. Mary, did you call the roll?
Yes, okay, this is a motion. We are voting on the motion whether that we will amend the agenda to permit consideration of Yoshi Yamanaka's motion. Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yes.
And Nia Bediako, are you here? Evelyn Bethune? Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Abstain.
Abstain, thank you. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
And Zakai Free? If you're muted, Zakai, it's pound down one. Mike Martin? Let's see, Margaret Prescott? Sar Randhawa?
No.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Yes.
Wendy Schrell.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Lori Taguma. Jack Van Aken.
No.
Joe Anzala.
Yes.
Yoshi Yamanaka.
Yes.
All right. Is there anyone who did not get to vote who is on the call and would like to vote?
Did you hear my vote? This is Zakai.
I didn't get yours. Okay.
Oh, I said yes.
Okay. Thank you. I did not. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Then we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. 2, 3 no. And 1 abstention. So it passes.
What?
Okay, so the agenda is amended to include the item, and we can proceed with the motion.
Put Yosh on the stack to motivate.
Okay.
Mrs. Kathy, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. And AC, you still want to speak to the motion?
Yes, at some point.
Okay, you'll be third. All right, yes, why don't you go ahead now?
Yes, Lonnie can clarify, but at our meeting last week, Lonnie told us, informed us, that we don't have enough cash flow or enough cash to hold a in-person earlier than August. And if we're going to decide that we're going to have a meeting either in July or even sometime in the first part of August, I think this whole discussion will be moot unless we get the financing in place. And that's why I propose this motion. All we're doing is borrowing money from a cash-rich station on a very short-term basis and paying 6% interest. And I believe 6% interest is probably better than what KPFA is obtaining from their CDs or wherever else their monies are sitting. And this would allow us to discuss a meeting and July or August, and actually make hotel reservations or make arrangements with campuses and so forth. And if we wait until we have the cash in August and then try to scramble to set up a meeting in August, I think we will be in worse financial situation, because the hotels might be more expensive or the campuses might be filled up. And so I suggest that we get our financing in place before we discuss a venue. Thank you.
Kathy?
Yes, I had a bit of a confusion. I've been looking at the information that was sent to us by Lonnie, and it seems to me that August, I don't understand how we would have money in August, because it seems to me, according to, that's when things start to get even tighter. So I'm a little bit confused about that concept. I don't understand how it is that we would have the money in August. So I do think it is important to establish where the money for the meeting will come from. But I do have a suggestion to Yosh, if you would accept sort of a friendly amendment. You spoke of being able to pay back September 1st, but based on looking at the figures, it would be more practical to make that September 30th, because several of the radio stations, I know WBAI will do a fundraiser in September, then any receipts from that fundraiser would be available on the 30th, but not the 1st.
I'm willing to accept that as a friendly amendment, yes.
Thank you.
It's Bonnie. I'd like to get on stack.
Okay. AC?
Well, I still need to, I'll wait, because I need to hear about the process of the funds.
Bonnie?
Yes, I speak against the motion and echo what others have said, because I am quite alarmed that this has come up within 2 hours before the meeting, at a special meeting, and our chair, our legal counsel, and any number of board members are probably completely unaware of this motion. I am really also concerned because I believe that there is standing PNB policy that motions with a financial impact have to be reviewed by the Finance Committee before they go to a vote of the full PNB, and that they have to be accompanied by an impact assessment when they do. The next meeting of the Finance Committee, I think, is next Monday. The motion appears to also be, in a certain sense, it doesn't specify how much is being borrowed from KPFA, and I would be extremely uncomfortable to vote for something when I don't have any idea what it is I'm approving. Thirdly, I'm in listening to what Kathy was just saying, I don't see the mechanism necessarily for these this debt to be paid off. I don't think this is a simple cash flow situation that we're in, because we have several stations that are in deficit. So those are my thoughts, at least for the moment, in speaking against the motion.
Anyone else?
Wendy?
Go ahead, Wendy.
I think that for, well, I want to say thank you to the member for his ingenuity in coming up with the motion. I think it's trying to solve a problem that is still really not understood by me. I think that for other members to be speaking against it on the basis of a technicality is a little bit, I don't know if that's correct either, when I think that the same members would probably vote against it.
Madam Chair, point of order.
It's my opinion. And so all my what I actually want to say is I would like to ask the CFO a couple of questions, because I don't really understand how when, now I wasn't here for this meeting, but I understand that on the meeting of May 16th that the CFO, when this board came up with a motion to ask formed a task force to look into trying to have meetings much more inexpensively, they were told by the CFO that they had, you know, they could make it between $15,000 and $20,000, and that we had the money to cover that. And then on the meeting that we had just last week, it seemed to come out, like just before the CFO hung up, that we didn't have money for even one meeting at $15 or $20 or $5 or $1. So I'm just a little curious as to what changed in between those times. And I also just want to say that when you're having a financial crisis is when you need to enact your board. And, you know, this board needs to get together and decide what to do about it. And so really we need to somehow figure out what to do about it. And that means getting together. It doesn't mean sending a few emails around that some people, we don't even know who's reading them. Anyway, that's it. Lonnie, what changed between the time of last month and this month? If I could ask him.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Well, a lot. First, you had the drive, most of whom started around May 7th. Absolutely. Every station failed to meet drive goals. That automatically reduces the amount of money available to this board and to the national office. And those drives are as far as meeting goals, are some of the worst I've seen. And I went back to look. $400,000 away from goal. If you count, you know, the drives between October and May. Terrible, terrible sort of situation. The second thing that happened was, this is all, you know, on the 16th of May, is we were nearing a lawsuit settlement. And as we started to near those lawsuit settlements, it became clear that if they did settle, we would have to pay. And, you know, the numbers are getting tossed around. You know, I won't mention it on a... This is not an executive session, is that correct?
That's right.
That's correct.
Correct.
So I can't mention any numbers, but they're huge for us. So we have even less money than even last Sunday when I spoke. So it's not good. And as you recall, I did go through at that meeting the finances for WBAI and KPFK, where I pointed out that KPFK could not pay for the next 5 or 6 months its central services, a couple of $100,000. That is shock number three. So that means that this board does not have, you know, a couple of $100,000 that was in the budget between May and September, unless that station has a huge, fundraising in the drive that they're in. All of this, and then the last fork in all of this is that we still have legal expenses that are coming into us from actions that are still live actions at K and WBAI. Those bills do not stop coming as long as they're actions and folks are in court. So all in all, it's horrible. It's terrible. We don't have money. We are working from payroll to payroll at three stations. That's four of us at K, at I, at the national office, and at PRA.
This is Kathy. I'd like to be on the stack, please. Go ahead, Kathy. I have another question for you, Lonnie, if you would. With the situation as it is, can you identify, since my understanding is you're saying to us that we should wait until September to have a meeting. In light of the way the expenses are sort of tumbling, or rather the income has tumbled, can you identify where the resources would come from, even for a September meeting?
Well, that's I'm scrambling around, you know, and the board should know that we don't have our reserves have been used up over the last couple of years paying legal bills, paying payroll for stations, making up for revenue that didn't come in through central services and drives that didn't go as planned. So the national office reserves have been used up. Now we're at a situation where we have an endowment which is not legal to touch. There is a little bit more in the endowment, the interest, and that interest doesn't amount to very much, but it is the last usable funds that I'm aware of at the that we have at our disposal. And it's not much, and it won't cover some of the expenses. But the number one expense, which is legal, if the lawyers settle, then that money has to go toward that legal settlement. And what is at stake is that I'll come back to the board and say, look, if we invade the endowment, and that may mean trying to get to the donor and see if we can use some of the endowment money, it's a tough decision. It sort of says, oh, boy, can we use those funds which are restricted in a sense for a specific purpose? And should we go through the exercise of trying to get that restriction released from a donor? But that's the last of the last. Now, the reason I'm a little more sanguine in September is that many our stations...
Please speak up a little.
Well, the reason I'm a little bit more, the next cash that I'm aware of is stations are going into September drives, that we've never had September drives. Three stations are doing September, so that means I can see funds coming through the door. But those drives in September, the cash won't get to us, you know, at the national office until October. But knowing they're coming helps, because stations are also doing some drives in July when they usually wait until August. So July drives, I think two stations are doing it. Money will come in by September, and then I can see September drives bringing money in October. So that's why I think at the earliest August, and for sure, I think sometime after the September drive.
Okay. If I might respond, am I still on the stack?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, this kind of brings up the concern that I have, because it was very shocking to me that at the last meeting we were told it was
Just a moment. We're still on the pros and cons of this?
Yes, that's exactly. I'll get to that if I may.
Four.
My concern is that if we don't have an opportunity and we don't take the opportunity to meet this greatly reduced cost that the task force has come up with, that we might be faced again in September with the same dilemma. Well, we're not able to have a meeting in September. And the drives, if we're going to wait till the result of the drive, that won't happen really till October. So does it make sense? I feel that it makes more sense to pass this motion and be able to secure the next PNB meeting, whether it's July, August, or September, and then work our way back to pay for it. But if we wait till the last minute, wait till we're sure that there's money in September, then we might end up not having a meeting for quite some time. I believe this is the time to take responsibility and look at these issues together. So I do support this motion.
Is there anyone else that wants to speak to the motion?
Carolyn on the stand?
I'd like to go after...
you had AC and Carolyn.
Okay. Go ahead,
I'm sorry, I think AC was first. He had asked to be on earlier. Go ahead, AC.
Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, my concern, and I want to clarify a few things before I get into my concern, is that I still would like to know the confirmation of what Yosef's motion calls for. What kind of evidence does he have that they're prepared to loan 6%, the money at 6%? I'd like to know whether that's been verified or whether your motion addresses the issue of this going before the people in KPFA as well as the Finance Committee. And we've just heard the CFO. I'm not opposed to having a meeting in, it looks like September or late July or whenever, or August, I mean, whatever, if there is money available to sell. And if confirmation on what I've just stated. Right now, we're talking about something that was an idea that has no concrete evidentiary basis for it at this point. At least it had not been stated. And the other thing I want to clarify, there's been a lot of misinformation floating around about, example, Madam Chair, you mentioned that the three people who worked on one part of this. And then you mentioned AC might have a motion. I don't have a representation per se, but the chair of the board, Jim Brown, and I think that has been working with the GM, and I had started out by helping them to do work on this, and the only reason I did. Because there isn't, as of the last meeting we had, there isn't a one person, a one group assembly. We were directed by this board to bring all these groups together under one roof and to work with the national staff, meaning Lonnie, to come up with something. And I think that the notion that there's only one group is just a false notion. And it secondly, I mean, thirdly, I should say, that could Yosh, who made the motion, identify what it is he knows about this process? Has the money been agreed to? And what are the circumstances surrounding the 6% that you mentioned? We need to know that before there is a vote on this question. And I'm very concerned about money and the survival and integrity, as all of you, I'm sure, are, of this network. And so I just want to know, based on what the CFO said, whether or not we have that money, have an agreement on the money. And maybe, too, Lonnie, if you don't mind, do you have any such agreement? Have you heard about this proposal that Yosh submitted? And have you heard any information on this at all?
Just a moment. As a matter, a point of information, AC, on May 16th, there was a task force that was assigned to address this issue, the issue of the two remaining meetings and taking the necessary steps for arranging and having those meetings. And there were specific people who were named to that. That was Rob Robinson, Grace Aaron, Carolyn Burden, Joe Wanzala, and myself.
Ambrose Lane.
So, yes, there was a group. And I understand that on Sunday, you were added to the group.
Right, but I wanted to also clarify the fact that, first of all, I did leave the phone, and I think I indicated that to Rob Robinson. But it's that I left the phone, apparently, because I didn't hear the group. Having not heard the group, I followed the tradition by acting responsibly as a member of this board to begin to communicate with the chair of our board about the fact that we were going to have to address this question. Somewhere down the road, this issue came up. But then at the last meeting, as you correctly stated, the board decided to combine all of the groups that was working on, out of Berkeley, out of Washington, out of, I guess it sounds like there was one other place, but, and that's what happened, and I just don't want to be placed in a position where I'm acting as some sort of intruder, but I am, that was the point I was trying to make, Madam Chair, that, and it wasn't my decision to do one thing or the other, but I did participate in it. The decision had more to do with the chair of the board.
Yos, did you want to respond to AC's question?
Certainly. I will try as to the best of my ability as far as understanding the various questions posed. I think one question that AC posed was what evidence there is that three of the stations would have an ability to pay. I have no inside information as to that. The motion that I proposed several hours ago just occurred to me today, and I had done no research. I've not consulted anyone as far as putting the language together. It was just that it occurred to me that unless we had monies in place, by loan or otherwise, then our discussion tonight could be pretty futile, and it would be frustrating to all of us.
So you haven't gotten any information from anyone?
That is correct. I've not spoken to Lonnie. I don't know what the finances are. I will paraphrase Lonnie, and he can correct me if I'm wrong. Lonnie said that once the monies from the fund drives, which, there's a fund drive presently happening at KPFK, and there are other fund drives that will be kicking off in August and in September. And so each of the five stations, each of the five signal areas will have funds rolling in either in June or in August or in September. And those funds should be, other than payroll, I think they should be there should be a priority on repaying, you know, up to $20,000 to KPFA. We're not, you know, this should not be construed as an open checkbook and just, you know, tapping KPFA dry. We need $15,000 to $20,000 to stage our next in-person. We would be borrowing up to $20,000, no more, from KPFA for a short-term basis. How did I arrive at 6%? That just came off the top of my head because, you know, following certificates of deposit and so forth, I think most of them, you know, and it depends on the bank, they might be 4% or 5%. Lonnie would know these figures much better than I would, but it seemed that 6% was just a reasonable figure. It's very easy to calculate and compute because one, you just take 1%. Anyway, I won't get into the arithmetic of it, but 6% was just arbitrarily selected as a reasonable figure in my mind. That's all I have to say.
Okay, we have Carolyn.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to also add that the fund drives are not the only possible sources of funding. Lonnie is going to, I understand, bring back to the board some cuts based on the motion that we passed at the last meeting, and presumably there will be some savings realized from the plan that he and the executive director will bring back. So the fund drives will be one source, but there should be other sources, and we should have that information within 2 weeks. My other question is this. Someone, I don't recall, who raised the point of the proper role for these committees and also the board, but I don't think it's improper for the board to make a motion that has not come through a committee. That's quite within our purview, and in fact, sometimes it's very necessary. So the fact that this motion did not go through the Finance Committee or the Audit Committee or any other committee really, I think, is not an obstacle to our considering it. That's all I wanted to add.
It's Bonnie. I'd like to get back on stack at some point.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
Just so that I'm clear, Yosh, so neither the Finance Chair Committee, the Chair of the Finance Committee, the KPFA Treasurer, or anyone else at KPFA has been consulted on this at all. Is that correct?
That's correct. As far as this motion is concerned, I've not consulted anyone.
This is Wendy.
Okay, go ahead. Are you finished, Bonnie?
Yeah, that's fine. I just was a point of information.
Okay, Wendy?
Being that this is the Pacifica National Board, I don't know that it needs to be cleared through anybody at KPFA, but I would suggest that maybe, I don't know if I'm making a motion right now, but we might want to consider tabling this until the next meeting of the PMB, which is on 6, well, I don't know, I guess we don't know when it is, but if the Finance Committee is meeting on Monday, maybe we should just table this for now.
Could I ask a question?
I'm not making a motion, I'm just talking.
Okay.
I need to ask you a question.
Yes.
I want to, I'm not sure that what I want to do is a substitute motion, because I really do appreciate the fact that Yo spent time thinking about the problem and attempting to come up with a solution. And so I don't want to undermine that. At the same time, I want us to be able to consider an additional possible solution. So my question is, if I propose a motion that whether it would be a substitute motion and therefore negate and this motion, Yost's motion, and if we would not be able to come back to it or do something with it in, thereafter.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, this is Sarv.
Yes.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
My point is it appropriate for the chair to take a part in promoting one idea or another?
Oh.
Is that parliamentarily? Is that
my apologies. It is inappropriate.
I think we need all of us, though. You know.
Thank you.
Jack, would you answer my question, please?
I believe the question was, if say that Yosh's motion carries, can it be amended at a subsequent date or rescinded? Is that the question? Or
no. Yeah. Wendy, would you take over for momentarily?
I'll be the chair and I'll call on Afia.
Thank you. My question is.
Hi, this is Grace. I had a suggestion, but I.
You're on the stack, Grace. Afia is speaking now.
Point of information?
Yes?
There was a motion to adjourn, but did it require a second or did it die for lack of a second?
Motion to table.
Motion to table.
There was a kind of talked about a there was no motion.
Okay.
Okay. Afia, go ahead.
Okay. I want to raise an other possibility, an other possible motion, without destroying the potential of Yosh's motion. So my question is how do I do that? Do I just do it as a straw motion and maybe it?
Why don't you just add it to it?
You know what the chair can do is say, it occurs to me that maybe the body hasn't considered this route, and I would entertain a motion to blah, 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 whatever it might be. You can sort of get away with that as long as you're not advocating too strongly. The chair needs to maintain impartiality.
The chair's me, right?
Yeah, you're the chair. When is the chair?
The chair thinks that there might be more than one option on this motion and would entertain a motion to for Afia to state her position. I already kind of lost what Jack said. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is that the during the course of the coming weeks and the ongoing drive, there will be funds flowing through the national office, and that the CFO should be directed to, first of all, list the board on the income and expense sheet of the national office. That's
put us on the stack. Yeah, we're on the stack.
And number two, that the CFO be directed to capture $20,000 from the cash flow coming into the national office from the ongoing drive, and sequester those funds and proceed to fulfill the motion of this board to make the necessary contact and contract to have a meeting, the next in-person meeting, the weekend of July 17th or 25th.
Okay, this is Grace Aaron. I so move what Afia just said as a substitute.
Well, Afia's moving it, and you can second it.
Oh, and you're the chair?
I'm the chair. You can second it if you want.
I second it.
And the secretary's gotten it down, right?
No, actually not. I couldn't get all of that. I'm having some interference on my line, so I'm going to need to have it sent to me, or if you repeat it again.
I think it would help everyone to repeat it.
Okay. That the CFO is directed to capture $20,000. So the first thing is that the board be listed on the income and expense statement. That's the first thing.
What? First thing is that, okay, the PNB be listed on the
expense? On the income and expense statement.
Upon information, Madam Chair? Sir? Lonnie, isn't the board expenses are listed on the income and expense sheets of the foundation?
Lonnie?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, board project prospective expenses are listed on the income statement.
What
project expenses?
The one I'm referring to is the one that he sent out that's labeled, it's a summary label, National Office Cash Flow May 2008 through September 2008, and the PNB board meetings is not listed on here.
Well, it's part of the expenses. It's there. It's just, we're not listing line item expenses. We do that on the income statement.
There's a section at the bottom that says net cash available.
Yeah.
And there are various items for which apparently funds are to be captured and sequestered?
What I'm looking at, they're looking at the same one I'm looking at, and of course, thing changes all the time. Keep in mind that the figures you see at the bottom, you know, the expenses for the national office are $240,000. And you sort of need that money, at least half of it for the month. You know, the first 2 weeks of the following month. You could put it in there. If you went in there and went board meeting, I'm doing it right now, $25,000, what the impact is on the bottom line. And if you do that, what you'll see, and we're talking July, right? Yeah. You put
I'm talking about a table that you sent out.
Yeah, I'm talking about that one, too.
And at the bottom of the page, there's a category, net cash available.
Yeah.
It has national convention coverage, postponed bills and payout schedule, back central services debt payout schedule, portfolio, and the board is not listed there or anyplace else on this page. So the first thing would be to put the board meeting in there.
I just did.
Thank you. Now the second.
Excuse me, a point of information.
Okay, wait.
I want to clarify.
I need to call on Mary because she's the one who has to write this down. So go ahead, Mary.
Thank you so much. I shouldn't have waited for that.
That's okay.
Are you asking that as your first point that the PNB be listed on the expense statement as a line item?
That's correct.
Pardon me?
Yes.
Okay, so as a line item. Okay, so is that the correct wording for that then?
It's the in-person board meeting, PNB in-person board meeting.
At the okay, in-person, okay, good. Okay,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, not just for whatever we want.
Now, if you could, you were at the point in the summary, in the second point that I had, you said that the CFO is directed to capture $20,000, and that's as far as I think you went.
To capture $20,000 from current ongoing funds, cash flow from current fund drive income.
From ongoing current cash drive income? Is that a fund drive income? Is that what you're saying?
From pledge drive revenues.
The ongoing, yeah. But that's part of it, from ongoing revenue from current pledge drives. Is that correct?
They're ongoing by definition.
Yes.
Okay. Can we take that word out? Okay.
And sequester...
From funds from the current pledge drives. Is that correct?
Yes, plural. Current, ongoing.
Okay, thank you. You did have that in there, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Are you set on that one, Mary?
Well, I'll read it back here. The first point is that the PNB in-person meetings be listed on the expense statement as a line item. And the second point is that the CFO is directed to capture the $20,000 from funds from current and ongoing pledge drives. Is that correct?
As it captures the question, right. And take the necessary step or cause to be taken, those steps necessary to contact and contract.
I think fulfill the motion of this board was how you said it.
Madam Chair, point of order.
If it's just a little helpful thing, I think it's okay. But, I'm sorry, what's your point of order?
Point of order is that, you know, you just can't just jump into something and...
Okay, thank you, sir.
Point of information?
Go ahead.
Whenever this is actually written, can it please be emailed to us before we go any further? Because I can't follow it on the phone.
So Bonnie's asking if it can be emailed to everyone before we vote on it. Is that a problem, Mary?
That she would send it as an email? Is that a problem?
She would send it as an email to everyone else once you get it written down.
Oh, sure, I can do that. Once, but the last language, I still haven't. I've got what I wrote.
I know it's not going to. Everybody isn't sitting in front of a computer, but probably enough of them are that it might be helpful.
Well, but first I have to get the remainder of the language. Something about a contract.
Please go ahead.
And contract. What is that?
Please help Mary get
contact
this.
And contract with the appropriate authorities.
With the okay.
To arrange for scheduling. That's the word I'm looking for.
Okay, to arrange for scheduling. That's really what you mean there. Okay.
A meeting. The in-person meeting.
Okay.
Can somebody else help me?
May I?
Please.
To arrange for scheduling of an in-person meeting of the PMB for July 17 or July 25. And to contract for was fine, I thought. To contract for an in-person meeting.